Hi there, Dr. Gary here. Dr. Gary on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. It's a beautiful Sunday morning at the Jersey Shore, Labor Day weekend, and we are having a great time. Name of our company is Nationwide Dental Practices. Nationwide Dental Practice Broker. We're a healthcare practice sales, name of our company. We're in 27 states selling practices with 10 employees and 12 years in business. So we are looking forward to help you. Anyway, today's topic is dental associate making approximately $800,000 a year is ready to go out on his own. Couldn't take the pressure anymore. We'll talk about this specific incident, what happened. I think it's interesting for all. So, as I say, we've been in business for 12 years. We sell dental practices nationwide. We have 10 employees. You can reach us at 201-663-0935. Our website is dentalpracticebrokers.com or dentalpracticeguide.com. Call us anytime. Be happy to chat with you. We give free consultations all the time, buyer, seller, whatever it is. We'll be happy to chat with you. Just give us a ring. We've had so many closings over the last many years. We think we have something valuable to add. However, we are learning something new every day. Every closing is different. Everything has a different twist to it. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. Please give us a call. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO, you know, let us know, because when we bring a DSO to you, we don't charge a commission, because the vast majority of them all pay our commission, so there's no commission to you. And sometimes, under certain circumstances, we can get the legal fees, your legal fees, reimbursed upon a successful closer. So you may want to check that avenue out. So anyway, we have a doctor now looking. It's an interesting story. I know that you can work for somebody else and they pump up your salary, so you're making so much money. You built your lifestyle around that huge amount of money that's hard to leave. Now, this one is making a little under $800,000. That's a lot of change. But the doctor is an employee, so you don't get the tax benefits and the write-offs you do with a normal having your own business where you could write off a significant amount of money. And then you could shelter the money, 401k, all kinds of things you could start with. You lose all of that. So at least 30%, he could be, you know, saving a good part of it in the proper type of deductions, legitimate deductions, savings, and what he could set up. It's just no comparison. So, yeah, he's making, or he or she is making a little under $800,000. Excuse me, I'm parking. I'm always working. Make a little under $800,000, but take home, you're a W-2 employee, all right? Historically, you shouldn't get paid as a 1099 because that's not really what you are. Sooner or later, they catch up with you. You're really a W-2 employee, and you don't have the benefits of being self-employed. So this is an example of a doctor. Now, most doctors are not making that much money. But what's the problem with this one doctor? Well, he's seeing 28 to 30 new patients. He's seeing 28 to 30 patients a day. I mean, that is going to burn you out. Part of it's Medicaid, too. But you're just going to burn out with those kind of numbers, okay? You can't keep up the stamina and working Medicaid and keep banging it out. Your back's going to go. Your neck's going to go. Your wrists are going to go. And yeah, you're pumped up with high salaries, but you're losing over a third of it just in taxes, if not more. If not more, maybe close to half. So you don't have the write-offs. So yeah, it's big salary, but you're not winding up with as much as you would think. Go out on your own, buy an existing practice is my message. Now, this is an extreme example of somebody that's pumped up in their salary. It's pretty high. Most associates are not making that. You know, there's associates making $150, $200. I have some that are making $400. but to make almost $800,000 is big number, but part of it's Medicaid and he's cranking out the work. It's going to burn his body out and then he's not good to anybody. So you go out on your own and it's hard. Maybe you can buy a practice that you can still work your job for a period of time until the practice really gets going. But this one doctor says, I can't do it anymore. I hate it. And he's going to be, or he or she is going to be moving on, and we're here to help. So don't fall into that trap as an associate, high income, because the minute you get sick, or like the pandemic, your salary goes to zero. Hopefully you already have disability, but they're only going to pay so much. If you get sick and you have your own practice, you hire people. The hygienist can keep working. The staff can keep working. I'm sure you have some friends that could pitch in for you. Remember, you get sick as an associate, income goes down to zero. But it doesn't happen when you own your own practice because you could bring in extra personnel. All right? Do not get pumped up by the high fees and high salary that they're paying you. Okay? It's a dangerous situation to be in. And it can end abruptly. We're here. Call us if you need some advice. We'll keep you posted how this one doctor does. He's really excited. He's going to be moving way out of state. But there's a great opportunity for them. And we're excited to see what happens. All right. Thank you. It is a beach day and I am beaching it. I'll see you. Hope you're out there.